92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You are listening to Insights and Perspectives. I'm your host, Joseph Rodriguez, and here we discuss topics on personal development and entrepreneurship. These podcasts are audio extracts from my YouTube channel. You can download a copy of the mind map used in the video by visiting josephrodriguez.com/download. If you enjoy these discussions, consider my home study programs at onlinetrainingforentrepreneurs.com. So what facilitated my transformation over the years, since I discovered this information in 2004 through Think and Grow Rich, is having a definite major purpose, otherwise known as a definite chief aim, which we discussed actually last week in another video, and I'll link in the description to it. And for today's conversation, what I have on my screen here is the Robert Dilts Logical Levels, which I like to use as a framework on the journey to realizing my definite chief aim. It has 6 layers. From the top, we have vision, then we have identity, then we have values and beliefs, then capabilities, and then behavior, and then environment. Let's explore how we can apply this simple yet effective model alongside self-talk and auto-suggestion to realizing our definite chief aim. I also recommend my video that I released in the start of the year, my vision video. I'll link in the description to it, and I trust you'll find that to be helpful. Now, it's important to acknowledge that your true essence is formless. That's your I. So you transcend this pyramid. You actually are the formless observer of this. From that position of the observer, you select a vision. And you do this by imagining yourself as already in possession of it, as an already established fact. And this is the first layer of the model. And although we are applying it here from the top down, it's important to keep into consideration, they're actually all interconnected. Then we have identity. This is the concept that you hold about yourself, who you are in your vision, the image that you have accepted as an already established fact in mind, which means you, as in the formless observer who transcends this pyramid, have firmly believed your vision and identity as an already established fact. This is the point where we introduce awareness of our psychology. Remember, you are aware as in formless, and you are aware of your psychology. And so the question we want to ask ourselves often is, to what degree are we embodying this identity that we saw ourselves in our imagination performing an act that implies that we're already that person now? To what degree? And that's where this model comes in. Because if you have embodied it completely, it'll feel like everything happens naturally, automatically, and I ideally as a flow-based bridge of incidents to realizing your vision. Which doesn't mean seeming challenges don't appear, but rather we can experience them as joy to transform them into opportunities. As this entire journey here, upon reflection, is a psychological play for your mind to realize your vision and also to further purify it. A mind highly purified is subtle, fluid, and nimble. If it doesn't seem that way now, that's fine. That's where we have the opportunity to purify the mind. And by this, it's meant releasing identification to beliefs that are inharmonious to how you truly desire to be on this journey to realizing your vision. And after you experience your definite chief aim, you realize it, the mind has been purified to that degree. And then we repeat this process again and again and again, and you enjoy your life, you get to live how you truly desire to live, and you purify your mind from identification to certain beliefs that are not in harmony with how you truly desire to be. See, beliefs are not a problem. They're like clothes. And you can, whenever you desire to create whatever kind of effect that you want, consciously choose, and you have a choice. If you believe otherwise, that's a meta-belief, a belief about beliefs. To believe one can't choose and choose easily and fun could cause them to surrender free will to undesirable beliefs and call it fate. So when your mind is nimble, you choose your beliefs easily and they express automatically. So how we truly desire to be here is our ideal self, formless yet nimble in mind, to create whatever kind of experience that you desire. And also, through being your ideal self, which in this play of your mind, which expresses as the outer aspects of life, you also bring forth the vision that you desire. So this model allows us to acknowledge the degree of realness. So here we are being how we imagine ourselves to be. Remember, no one to change but self. This is the foundation of personal development. Acceptance of the self, which is pure and perfect already, as your essence is formless, beyond shame or condemnation, and then we consciously choose to give form, as reality, what it is that we desire. And what if one gives form to something in their lives on the journey to realizing their vision that we could call a flow breaker or undesirable? Well, upon observation from above here, which is unbiased observation, they realize that they are assigning the meaning of flow breaker or undesirable, which is not grounds for shaming or condemning ourselves, but rather understanding. From that point, they can reveal the belief and release it via auto-suggestion. They dissolve the identification to that belief, which is appearing as a flow breaker or undesirable experience. Here's where we assume full responsibility. We let the world be and we release identifying with that belief inside. And the unseen power changes everything outside accordingly. So let's continue. Then we have values and beliefs. Values refer to what we value. For example, one might value living a healthy life more than achieving financial prosperity. And this doesn't imply that they can't achieve financial prosperity. This means they value it more. And that's where belief comes in. They are closely related together, hence why they're combined together in this layer for clarity. Now, if they want, they can actually have both. They could believe, I can have both. They can further encourage this belief with auto-suggestion. And that's what auto-suggestion is. It is conscious acknowledgement that they already are who they desire to be, which they have already accepted as fact when they started this journey. And auto-suggestion or self-talk is like having a physical mentor or a friend to remind you. Only we're doing this with ourselves in our mind. As I say many times, There are no enemies in mind unless we believe that they are. The unseen power then takes the subconscious belief, which is formed through the conscious and subconscious relationship via autosuggestion, and externalizes it for you as the ideal capabilities, behaviors, environment, expressions, which includes people, information, experiences, etc. Now, if they continue to believe that they can't achieve financial prosperity while living a healthy life, which is only a belief, the unseen power then takes that belief, and a belief is what one has accepted as true, or we could say deeply identified with, lightly or to a deep level of conviction. There are degrees, and externalizes it for them as their capabilities, behaviors, and environments, which includes people, information, experiences, etc. So it is up to you then to choose what you want to believe. The power within your subconscious mind is powerful beyond measure. So I suggest choosing loving ones. So at times, simple awareness to their beliefs by acknowledging that this is what they are believing without shame or condemnation, and that's the key, without shame or condemnation, instead pure love. This automatically changes the beliefs to ideal ones from their vision that is perfect for them, without actually forcing to change them. And if they can articulate that ideal belief, turning them into auto-suggestions or self-talk will encourage it and thus accelerate the progress. Auto-suggestions are psychological medicine or magic elixirs, however you want to look at them. I like magic elixirs. And they're also helpful and easy to apply to aid in unnecessary wavering from the desired state to an undesired state. And again, one way is not better than the other. I actually do both as applicable. Listen to your intuition and trust yourself. You already know the way. And so which beliefs are we not aware of identifying with that is creating unnecessary suffering by not allowing the infinite unseen power within your subconscious mind to take care of everything for you, while the subconscious reveals a clue? They are revealed by our relationship to the following layers: capabilities, behaviors, and environments. So let's explore them. Capabilities, not referring to if you're capable or not. This has everything to do with the degree of allowing your already inherent capabilities to express. This could be in sports, entrepreneurship, relationships, whatever. It is by belief alone that one could restrict their capability. This is why some consider certain beliefs for themselves as limiting beliefs. The reality is you have infinite capability. The body and mind can perform what we could consider as miracles if we don't restrict ourselves by beliefs. And as I say that, keep into consideration that many beliefs are helpful. What we're interested in here is bringing awareness to and releasing identification to beliefs that throttle our flow of capability expression, which exists only in your mind. And this is not to suggest that the mind or body is an enemy. Actually, the opposite. They are your best friends. It is the specific belief identified with in mind that causes how we congruently or incongruently, or to the degree, as I mentioned earlier, allow the unseen power of your subconscious mind to express in relation with your vision. And again, keeping it real. How do we know? Well, based on the layers of this model, we want to be aware of if we are allowing, and to what degree, the power to express through inharmonious beliefs, or if we are allowing ourselves to express through ideal truths in relation to your vision, allowing the power of your subconscious mind to take care of everything for you. Then we have behaviors. For example, in communication, it could be our energy, our vibe, our body language, speech, tonality. And I'm not referring to incorporating certain beliefs formed as a result of looking around and interpreting what others are doing, but rather how comfortable and authentic you feel in your own body, authentic to what you love. Now, one of my favorite examples was Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince, who changed his name to a symbol. He behaved in a way that perhaps some might consider eccentric. However, he felt it was natural to him, and his behavior authentically expressed, and we could see it in the way that he presents himself and hear it in his music. He allowed himself to be what he saw in his vision. To emphasize the point, Andre Simon said that when Prince was 18 years old and he was yet to put out his first album, he would often refuse to go into the local 7-Eleven because he didn't want to be recognized as a star. He said that it was his way of preparing for when he would, and I quote, no longer be able to go anywhere without always being recognized. In other words, he knew that it was inevitable that his life would be the way that he determined, which was that wherever he went, people would recognize him and want pictures of him, etc., which actually ended up happening. And so we see then, this is not pretending. This is fully accepting that he was already a star inside. And his behaviors like this were part of his journey to being, or we could say reflecting, his stardom. Now, this could be looked at as delusions of grandeur by those who don't understand how it works. Yet we see clearly that Prince didn't allow what others consider to cloud that his stardom was fact, and actually he was known to have fun with it. In 2004, he said, really, I'm normal. A little high-strung, maybe, but normal. But so much has been written about me, and people never know what's right and wrong. I'd rather let them stay confused. Now, this playful attitude towards life is not only childlike, but powerful, because then this entire model of transformation is not seen as a stressful transformation, but rather a fun and playful one, like Thoth, who was also Hermes, was also known for his playful trickster ways that facilitated creativity and transformation. So we let the world be and change it inside, and it reflects as the changes outside. And so then what do we change? Everything? Well, here we're discussing with respect to our vision. With behavior, we all know what to do, even if it's the next move. And what we're interested in here is the degree we allow ourselves to be. Restriction of allowing ourselves to be is caused by identification with controlling beliefs. This magic here is not about control. It is about letting go of unnecessary control to allow the unseen power within you to take your vision and externalize it for you through the known ways of the model here, if applicable, and the unknown ways beyond conscious awareness, which are ways of the unseen power of your subconscious mind. This simple model brings awareness to where there is unnecessary control caused by beliefs. So in a way, we could say it's not you. You are beyond belief, shame, and condemnation. You are what is known as unconditional love, simply is. As in formless awareness, it is, however, the belief that we subconsciously identify with that plays out as the controlling experience. So there's no need to shame or condemn yourself. That self is unconditional love. And I know I say this a lot. I'm referring to that formless self, your true self, that is beyond belief. One with intuition, yes, but beyond belief. And that's why I always say, you always know. Knowing beyond belief. Loving perfection. It is the beliefs that we identify with that causes us to behave accordingly. And it's up to you to choose, to allow the power to express through those beliefs, or listen to your heart and intuition, because they somehow already know what you truly want to become, as Steve Jobs said. That's because intuition transcends these beliefs. Then we have environment. This includes people, information, circumstances, which are not problematic unless we choose to believe that they are. You, as in formless awareness who gives form, can believe yourself to be, or we could say identify yourself with, a belief of problematic in which it plays out accordingly. By bringing awareness to this, you release that controlling belief and the environment changes. And how does it change? It changes ideally, and you'll see it. For example, in my life, I was in environments that seemed restrictive. When I track back to the belief, it seemed to suggest that the environment was holding me back, even though my intuition knew that it was not the environment I truly wanted to be in. The belief of the people in the environment holding me back was then released, and then the environment changed. They not only let me go, they encouraged me to go, whereas before this wasn't the case. And I've also experienced this where the environment changed and the people in the environment changed to a harmonious environment. All of this is done for you by the unseen power within you that does what you believe it does. And so you have been given the power, no strings attached. It's up to you how you want to use it, through the lens of harmonious beliefs or inharmonious beliefs in relation to the different aspects, if applicable, to this model here on the journey to realizing your vision. And so how do you want it done for you? With joy, bliss, and ease, or unnecessary force and frustration? You see, the power within you is beyond belief, literally. And it takes your beliefs within your subconscious mind and externalizes them for you. So unnecessary suffering is caused by holding on to conflicting beliefs. And as long as they are held onto inside, the experience remains the same outside, like with anything accepted as true. So it's really up to you. You have all the power. And one of my friends said to me one time, I don't remember changing the belief about my environment, yet the environment changed radically. So we actually had a conversation and discovered that prior he was believing the environment to be a certain way. And then he read a book which, upon inwardly relating to the suggestions of the book, he noticed he was relating to the environment differently. In other words, his beliefs changed based on how he related to the book, and then his environments had changed. And although he was not consciously aware of how this happened, it turns out he accepted a suggestion and he believed it to be true without conscious discernment that he was accepting it to be true. So this stuff works powerfully, whether you believe it or not. It's actually always happening. Only now we are aware of it more so, and to a higher degree. So you not only have a choice, but you also have all the power. And so I recommend taking an inventory and making a list of what you would consider as restrictive beliefs that show up in relation to the different layers of this model here, without shame and condemnation of yourself or the world. Write them down and release them with auto-suggestion, like for example the one I gave earlier, and go within for what to accept as true. This outer world is made up of beliefs, some helpful and some not so much. You find your true ones within via intuition and turn them into auto-suggestions and accept your own suggestions. So let's actually conclude today's conversation with an auto-suggestion as an example. Now, you can keep this general if you'd like, or currently don't believe that you can receive the true and accurate suggestions within via your intuition. Know that this outer world is made up of beliefs which were first sourced from within anyways. So it's up to you to do whatever you believe is helpful. And at a certain point, a shift occurs naturally, where you acknowledge that the inner is the source and reality, and you'll discover them with intuition. So you could say, I see myself as ideal now, living the life I want to live now, as a free-spirited entrepreneur, as I know that I have within me access to the infinite world of imagination, from which all invention and innovation is sourced from. And as this is true, the ideal values and beliefs, behaviors, capabilities, and environments in harmony with my vision, which already exists within, are allowed to be revealed from the silence as auto-suggestions to further encourage in relationship with my subconscious mind, dissolving all beliefs of disharmony as they no longer exist in mind, yielding completely to the unseen power within me to bring forth my vision from a state of bliss. You've been listening to Insights and Perspectives. As mentioned, these podcasts are audio extracts from my YouTube channel. You can download a copy of the mind map using the video by visiting josephrodriguez.com/download. To deeply integrate this information in relation to your goals and your visions, I suggest taking a look at my 5 programs. You can check them out at onlinetrainingforentrepreneurs.com. Until next time, thank you for being a subscriber, and it is an honor and blessing to be part of your journey.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.